Let us pray. Lord God, in this time when we come to you seeking comfort and words of comfort, we pray that you would move among us, that you would speak to us, speak to our hearts, speak to our minds. Keep us aware of your never-failing love in life and in death, for we ask it in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. I feel like I'm at an angle. Frederick Elmer Watt, Fred, died on January 6, 2021, after having lived 94 years in this world. And I'm told that Fred was from very, very hardy stock, and that he was never sick. I mean, save maybe a cold here or there. He wasn't sick at any time in his life, never went to a hospital in 94 years. And last year, he even beat COVID. He was tough. Never a patient in the hospital. But in the end, he had a battle with pneumonia and various other issues. And there are some who think that these illnesses did not take him, that he just got tired and decided on his own to go home. And we could say a lot of things about Fred. I've learned a lot about him. He was a lifelong member of the Sons of Norway, and he did that without benefit of being born Norwegian. That's hard to do. You have to impress the Norwegians to be adopted as a Norwegian. I was around Norwegian Lutherans my whole life, and I'm not a member. No one invited me. I'm impressed. But this funeral is not really about Fred. Funerals are not for the sake of the dead. They're for those who left behind, who mourn. Fred needs no comfort. He's with Christ Jesus. He lives in joy and light, inexpressible. But for those of you who knew him and for those of you who love him, there is grief. We mourn the deaths of those whom we love, no matter how old they get to be, no matter how expectant their death might be. When it comes, we are hit hard. We are saddened. And so as Christians, we turn to the words of God. We turn to Holy Scripture to find words of comfort and assurance. And we cling to the promise of the resurrection to eternal life and that life for the world to come. And among the most comforting images in Holy Scripture when we're in the midst of grief is that image of God as a good shepherd. It's in the Old Testament, and we see Jesus as the good shepherd in the New Testament. You just heard we recited the 23rd Psalm, and thank you for doing it in King James. That's the way we memorized it. And you just heard a reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to John. And that whole 10th chapter is about the Good Shepherd. And we learn a lot from these passages, but the passages are so familiar sometimes. Like I said, we've recited them. We know them from memory, or they're so familiar that we don't really hear the promises. In the 23rd Psalm, when we read it, there's a cascade of promises that come rolling out. We shall not be in want. Our shepherd leads us to where we need to be. We are nurtured and cared for by the shepherd. Our souls are restored, and we have no cause to fear any evil, not even death. And that's true all the days of our life. And its last promise, that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. No greater promise than that. And in the 10th chapter of John, which Deacon read from Fred's Bible, we learned that because we're sheep and we hear his voice and we know him, we have eternal life. He gives it to us. And that there's absolutely nothing or anyone who can remove us from the hand of our good shepherd, from the hand of God himself. And that's comforting. Fred was one of God's sheep. He was a part of God's flock. And his good shepherd on January 6th led him to the green pastures of home. Now, in a conversation with Jan this week, I learned a lot of things about Fred. And as she was telling me about him, a lot of things, you know, lights flash when you make connections. Or at least they do in my brain. I don't have that many connections. He was in the Navy. Ding, my father was in the Navy. He was born in 26. Ding, my father was born in 26. And so those little things that she mentioned them, but the one that really stood out to me was that Fred loved to garden. And the reason I said that, I grew up on a farm, but my father was a nurseryman. He had greenhouses. And it was a spectacular place to go because he loved flowers. He loved blooming plants. He loved all of that color and the beauty. And he was always amazed at what God could do with a little tiny seed that you'd put in the soil and it dies and boom, all of this comes out. And a story I wanted to share with you. In my first church, I was more than 8 hours from the farm where I grew up. So I didn't get to visit very much. I would drive home whenever I got the opportunity. And one visit, I wanted to spend time with my dad. So I went out to the greenhouse and I was helping. And I was moving a tray of these potted plants. And they weren't like you have today. This many moons ago, by the way. This is when I was, you know, just right out of seminary. Back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And so nowadays they have, most plants are in plastic, but these were in terracotta pots. And it was heavy on that tray. And I was carrying it across the room. And because I was holding onto it so tight and it was right there, my vision was blocked. And I tripped over a watering hose and I went down. And of course, all the pots were shattered. And after Dad came over and, you know, we established the fact that I was okay, I looked up at him and I apologized. I said, "I am really sorry that I killed all your flowers." And he just smiled and said, "You didn't kill them. You only broke the pots." And he picked them up. And put them into new pots, every one of them. When Fred's clay pot broke on January the 6th, God reached down and gently picked him up and placed him in his immortal body, his new clay pot. For in his 94 orbits around the sun, Fred was many things. He was a motor machinist mate for the U.S. Navy in World War II. Of course, you all know all these stories and you'll comfort each other sharing them. He was a lifelong member of the Sons of Norway, as we mentioned earlier. He was a loving husband to Gert and a selfless caregiver and servant as he took care of her after her strokes. He was a loving father, a loving grandfather, a loving great-grandfather, and I guess if you get to be 94, you get this great-grandfather. great-grandfather. It's amazing. He was a lot of things in his life, but he was first and foremost a child of his heavenly Father, a sheep of his flock, a lamb of his own redeeming. And he's with his good shepherd who sustained him in this life and sustains him in life eternal. And he's reunited with his beloved Gert and all those who've gone before him. His joy is inexpressible. And when our last day comes, and that's one of the things we can definitely be assured of, it will come. When it does come and our clay pots are cracked and our clay pots break, God will gently reach down and pick us up and replant us in a new pot. Because we are his sheep and nothing can ever snatch us out of his hand. Nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.